Days ago, we saw officers in tactical gear with assault rifles at the Carlton Reserve searching for Brian Laundry. But today, parts of the reserve are back open to the public, and the search here, at least for now, appears to be over.
So this is the first time we've been allowed back in this area.
This is the part of the reserve where we saw Brian Laundry's dad, Christopher Laundry, with law enforcement almost 2 weeks ago. His lawyer said he was assisting with the search. But today, the area was totally back open, with people even walking their dogs. Meanwhile, the Laundries return home today after a shopping trip. They're still not answering reporters' questions, as the manhunt for their son is now approaching 5 weeks. And we reached out to the FBI and Northport Police today for an update. We were told that there is going to be no update right now, and there's really no sign right now, Rutabay, where this case and where this search will go next.
And there was also another potential Brian Laundry sighting not too far away today.
Yeah, this was interesting. This was about 3 hours north of where we are in a place called Dunnellan, Florida. It was on a county road. Basically, a surveillance camera caught a guy on a bike that looked very, very similar to Brian Laundry. The video has now been sent to the FBI, but still no confirmation that it's Brian, just like the many other sightings that have happened all over the country.
And there have been so many of them. Brian, thank you.